The mainstream pop culture narrative tells us to trust vaccines and labels individuals who do not as anti-vaxxers. But when you look at the history of the vaccine industry, there are many good reasons to question them. In 1986, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was established to protect the vaccine manufacturers from any liabilities. This program ensured that the taxpayer would pay for all injuries the public suffered from vaccines. Once this protection was in place, government purchasing of vaccines increased by over 300%. In 1994, an unelected board of pediatricians was put in charge of determining which vaccines would be given to your children, all funded by pharmaceutical companies and U.S. taxpayers. Before Presidents Bush and Clinton incentivized the vaccine industry, it was about a $100 million a year business. Bill Clinton proposed buying up all the vaccines and distributing them from a warehouse in New Jersey, which Congress rejected. But still, thanks to Clinton's efforts, the government now controls every aspect of the vaccine industry, an industry that has grown accordingly ever since, over 600%. It is expected to be a $60 billion a year business by 2020. Their profits have grown immensely, but what else have they accomplished? Since 1993, there have been 4 measles-related deaths. Now compare this with 483 claims of injury or death from the measles vaccine. The government has settled $4.1 billion in vaccine death and injury claims. According to a New York Times article, the tax on each vaccine is determined by the predicated rate of serious side effects. In other words, not only is the consumer a test subject for the vaccines, but they also pay for any damages sustained from their use. Merck, Sharp, and Dohme has been fined billions for multiple crimes over the years, including fraud, bribing healthcare professionals, withholding safety information, and exaggerated efficacy rates. And yet, thanks to the federal government and taxpayer dollars, they continue to thrive. Is it all about money, or is there something else to it? During a 2010 TED Talk, Bill Gates suggested that vaccines help reduce the population. A year later, one of his vaccine campaigns caused 47,500 cases of paralysis and death. The India Supreme Court claimed that the drug trials being run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation were illegal. Reducing the population has been suggested and supported for years. Ted Turner told Autobahn magazine that a total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. This is what the mysterious Georgia Guidestones call for. When UT professor Eric Pianka came under fire for suggesting that 90% of us should be killed in order to sustain the Earth, his students defended him, saying he was being conservative and that everyone should die. In 2009, Baxter Pharmaceuticals was caught shipping millions of contaminated swine flu vaccinations to 18 countries. The entire shipment was contaminated with the live H5N1 avian flu virus. If one wanted to create a pandemic virus, this is one of the easiest ways to do so. Today, mandatory vaccines are being forced on children in New York. Government bills are being proposed to remove religious and philosophical exemptions and to exclude unvaccinated children from schools.
And just the relocation of third world populations. The full report from Gregory's can be found at Infowars.com. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you. defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, brought to you by you at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are live broadcasting from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today, and I have so much to get to. I've got some things I can and can't talk about what's going on here at InfoWars, but it's the same old story as we're learning and evolving around the censorship to try to survive. So I'll have a little bit about that. The real emergency news for America is the fact that we have wide open borders. Now, there's a frustration that that Alex has here. And I understand why sometimes people think he's out of control, because it's the frustration building up. It's national news today on this Sunday that there's a record number of African migrants coming across the southern border. We were tipped off to this last week. We've been receiving intel of this throughout the week. We've been reporting on this throughout the week. We went down to the migrant centers in San Antonio where they're busing them in and flying them out to report on this. This was linked on Drudge from InfoWars for 48 hours. And so once again, InfoWars has broken the glass on a story that is now being reported on AP News, Fox News, and soon enough will be across the board. And so our role here at InfoWars is to literally smash the glass ceiling that they put on news coverage and force mainstream media's hand to cover these things. Now, you'll notice they haven't really reported about any Ebola threats here, about people coming from Congo where thousands have died, people coming from, where is it? I think Angola and what was the other country where they're now finding Ebola too? There's three of them. I can't think of the other one. Maybe it was Uzbekistan or there was some other one. The point is, you've got all these countries where Ebola is breaking out, killing people, and you have migrants coming from those countries into America, and there's no real consistent answer as far as what kind of vetting is going on. But they say, there's no reason to feel there's an Ebola threat. Don't be ridiculous. Don't be a fearmonger. How is that a fearmonger? The World Health Organization is reporting how Ebola is breaking out all over Africa, stemming out of the Congo. And you have thousands of these African people coming to the United States. And what they do is they say, oh, you know, don't be a bigot. Don't be a racist. You need to be more tolerant. It's about diversity. No, it's about common sense. And if you're not vetting people that are coming here from a deadly disease-ridden country, you're going to bring that deadly disease into your country. And so, you know, I don't want to be the one to come out here and predict an Ebola outbreak in the United States, but you know, it really wouldn't be that bold. It really wouldn't be that bold of a prediction, would it? with record number of African migrants coming here. Folks, they don't know who they are. They don't know where they're coming from. They're overwhelmed at these facilities. They cannot do proper testing. They cannot do proper vetting. They wind up in your local city. I went and I talked to the woman in charge of the city center in San Antonio, and she even said she's never seen their medical records. People from the Congo. And I mean, folks, you can just tell some of these people are sick. Now, that doesn't mean they have Ebola. They're bringing disease into this country, into major metropolitan areas. So while we're dealing with censorship and the attack on free speech here at InfoWars, and we have to find new ways around it to get our content out, that's our emergency. But there is an emergency in the United States right now with wide open borders. And I'll tell you what, I was joking with the crew before, but this is not really a joke. They're already doing this in Europe. You better get ready. You better get ready to take in a migrant. They're literally going to start sending them to your house. What else are they going to do? Think about it. They can't put up enough housing projects. Those get filled up and then basically break down. The facilities are all overwhelmed, so they have to put up pop-up facilities in the middle of metropolitan areas. Then those get overwhelmed. Where are these people going to go? Are they going to be homeless out on the streets? Or is the government going to make some plan to bring them into your home? Oh, but you see, there'll be a migrant tax. So you can either pay the $100,000 a year migrant tax, because that's how much these people, it costs to, you know, feed and shelter these people. So you can either pay the migrant tax of $100,000 a year, or you better be ready to take one in. And again, they sit here and bitch and complain about America being so bad, and so we have to destroy ourselves with open borders. No. We give out billions and billions of dollars in humanitarian aid to all of these countries. If they can't figure that out, we need to cut it off then. But we don't. We keep sending out the billions, and then we take in the millions, and America dies. And I'm just sitting here thinking about today how great America is, even for just a blue-pilled dumbass. There is not a better place to live. You can just binge out on booze and drugs and sports and culture and music and sex and porn and everything in between. And as long as you're an adult, nobody wants to stop you. But you see, all of that is going to be gone if we destroy our country with wide open borders and a welfare state. And they say, oh my gosh, don't you know about the poem? Give us, you're sick and you're hungry and you're poor and you're tired. People came to this country. That's how America was founded. What's wrong with you? There wasn't a welfare state then. People didn't come here to receive free handouts, three meals a day, a roof over their head, a visit to the doctor. You come here now, that's what you get. So yeah, we can't afford that. That's a bit of a different story, isn't it? But don't let the left and the Democrats, don't let the fact get in the way of a good Democrat talking point. And so this is what we deal with in America, folks. Record number of disease coming across the border. Typhus breaking out in California. Next, it'll be Ebola. Record number of African migrants coming here, some from Ebola-ridden countries. Record number of apprehensions. It's on pace to be over a million, and they believe they only catch one-third of the illegal crossings. So you're talking about 3 million illegal crossings, and guess what? The Democrats are going to bring them in, and they're going to get them to vote Democrat, and that's it for America. Win at all cost, even if it's America.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Look, here's the deal. President Trump has to bust up these big tech social media companies. It's just not even fair. You can't compete with them, man. I'm going to get into something here in a little bit, but I need to do my job here and make sure that we are able to be on air with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I was talking to Alex Jones earlier today, going over some things, some behind-the-scenes things, and we can't really get into some stuff today on air. Now, there's a big story headlining on Drudge right now with Alex Jones' image. I don't even want to get into that right now because there's just so much going on right now with behind the scenes with them trying to destroy us that I just don't even I don't want to be the one to have to talk about it here. And there's a lot of stuff that we just can't talk about yet. But let's just say the stuff that you see them trying to do is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you hear about the lawsuits, but the lengths that they go to try to destroy us and sabotage us and destroy Alex financially, I mean, just with everything, are just unbelievable. And so basically, I mean, I don't want to get into too much of it, but we'll talk about it now. Basically, Alex is like, okay, look, they're never going to stop trying to destroy me here. And we need to have an exit strategy. And so he's like, you know, you need to start building something like Paul Joseph Watson has done with Summit News, because they're never going to stop trying to destroy this place. But so I'm in the process right now of starting what is called a Subscribestar account, which Paul Joseph Watson has started because, you know, they're targeting him for censorship next, where you can go and use Subscribestar and not get censored and just subscribe to original content, exclusive content, the stuff that we used to upload on YouTube, Facebook, etc. Well, we're just going to have to start diverting all of that, basically. And so we're in the process of figuring all of this out. But it's not even fair for these companies, because if you go in and try to start any other social media account, you can't even do it. They have all these different things, and you cannot compete. You cannot compete with these people, and they've bought up any competition that they've had, or they algorithm you out of existence, and you'll never have the big establishment ever come on to any of these other platforms, which is what the mean of people want to follow. And so it has to be broken up. They have to be broken up. It is way out of control. But, you know, you don't even have to go in with antitrust. I think you can just investigate these companies and find out what they're doing with data mining and gathering people and information and spying on people. I bet there's so much illegal activity there. Maybe you don't even need to look at antitrust. But you see, here I am again pontificating on not even plugging InfoWarsStore.com, which is like the only thing that keeps us alive. It's like we're hanging by a thread, which is InfoWarsStore.com. And as long as they don't shut and can't shut that down, and you support InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars will go on. But the level of attack never stop. They basically want Alex to be paying like millions and millions of dollars a year in legal fare. That's basically what they're trying to do. And so the audience continues to come through, but you know, Alex's concern is like, when does it reach a point where we just can't go on? And what are we going to do? I mean, they lie about Alex all day long. They lie about InfoWars all day long. But the audience still remains and supports us at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the most incredible dynamic in American media. Never been anything like it, really. And so it's like, yeah, we're the most censored name in news. We need your support. We need you to support free speech at InfoWarsStore.com. But the InfoWars Life supplements are the best on the market. And they're all 50% off right now. Save InfoWars Emergency Special, 50% off. I'm telling you, folks, I can't get into all of it, but this is like Alex is seeing where the barometers are at right now. And he's, you know, testing other waters. But it's like, if we do this sale, 50% off all InfoWars Life products. That's the Bodies, which is incredible, the Super Male Vitality, the Brain Force Plus, the DNA Force Plus, which is the elite of the elite supplements, the Survival Shield X2, the best nascent iodine you can get. So good, we didn't think we'd ever be able to get it again. We're lucky we were able to. The Ultra 12 Vitamin B12, the Ultimate Female Force. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Every InfoWars Life supplement is 50% off. Also, free shipping and double Patriot points. So it's the trifecta of sales happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And they really believe that they can sue us and censor us into oblivion and into nothingness. And they're kicking themselves in the groin every day that this audience supports us. They thought that they could lie and destroy Alex's name and destroy InfoWars' reputation with all of their attacks on us. They haven't been able to do it. And so it's the Save InfoWars Emergency Special, 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, free shipping, and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And what do we do here at InfoWars? We go right into the belly of the beast. We go right into these Trump protests and show you who they really are. We go right into these illegal immigrant migrant facilities and show you who they really are. We go right up to these drag queen story time readers and show you who they really are. So we're going to debut that video that we're rolling the B-roll of right now on the other side. But that's the work we do at InfoWars. Now, I want to tell you as well, it's kind of depressing having these conversations with Alex because I don't want InfoWars to die. I don't want this ship to crash and start taking on so much water that we sink. You know, I don't want the Death Star of information against the establishment to take on an explosion that takes it out of orbit, what have you. But I've been around long enough to know Alex's foresight is pretty spot on. Just look what he did with InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com to keep us where we're at here. But when he's like, look, you know, we have to think about the future here if they're just going to destroy us and just in case Trump doesn't move against these big tech companies like we need him to. But you know what you get when you support us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we're going to debut this video on the other side. I go to Drag Queen Storytime in Leander, Texas, and just like every other time I go to one of these leftist events to try to talk to them, they all have this weird urge to start rubbing up against me and gyrating against me and like humping me. And as soon as I started feeling hands, that's when I started to freak out. These are some freaky people. That video comes up on the other side.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Wow, I did. While I did remember to tell you about 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, I forgot to mention the fact that Joe Biggs is going to be joining me in the next hour. In 30 minutes, Joe Biggs will be joining me here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in for Alex today. Thank you for tuning in on this Sunday. Before I get into some of this other news, we're going to air this video from yesterday, debut it on the Alex Jones Show right here. But let me give a little background in case you guys are not up to par on where this story is at right now. So the Leander Public Library about a month ago announced they would be doing a drag queen story time. Some local activists and myself heard about this, but we were just going to let it slide and then maybe show up that day to document it and check it out. Kind of like I did a couple weeks ago with Miss Kitty Litter, when she even admits that I was non-confrontational and polite and just asked her some questions afterwards, waited till the families leave. That didn't stop the Austin Chronicle from lying about me. But then they started really pushing for it. Yes, there's Miss Kitty Litter right there. We've got some more questions for Miss Kitty Litter, by the way. Hey, I'm polite. I don't know why you're trying to avoid me. You even admitted I was polite. I just have a few questions for you. You're an adult. You're a man. So just be a man. Just because you're dressed up like a woman doesn't mean you're not a man if you still have a ding-a-ling. So just step up. Yeah, you're dressed like a woman, but hey, be a man. So anyway, so this Leander Public Library starts promoting the event on social media with flyers. Some of the local activists and I are like, okay, this is getting out of control. Should we shut this down? And we just decided, let's just go ahead and publicize this so that people know what's going on. I went out and did a man on the street where I'm asking people, handing out the flyers, would you take your kid to drag queen story time? Would you take your kid to drag queen story time? Did you see what happened in Houston where the registered sex offenders got in and were greeting children? Well, after that, they decided to cancel the event because of the public backlash. Well, then a local church called Open Cathedral decided that they wanted the event to happen, so they rented out a room in the library, then rented out the entire library and sold tickets to the event. Then, I don't know if they did a background check or what happened, they decided to quote-unquote cancel drag queen story time and have quote-unquote family pride story time. But the drag queens were still sitting outside. A couple of drag queens were upset because they were lied about by Open Cathedral. So who really knows what happened? I suspect background checks, but they didn't want to admit that because that would be them admitting something else. So I went out to the Leander Public Library to see what all of the fuss was about and try to talk to Miss Kitty Litter. Here is how it went.
What are you doing out here? What brings you out here today? Oh my gosh. These people are literally all humping me right now. I'm literally... What the
fuck? Owen Schroyer here for Infowars.com, and I am at the Leander Public Library in Austin, Texas. And there is quite a storyline as to how we got here today with massive police presence. Even across the street, there's multiple police vehicles at a funeral home. Down the street, you had police lined up for a quarter mile away from the venue. But let me tell you how we got here. As we walk down the police line, and you can see the massive police presence that is out here. So about a month ago, the Leander Public Library announced that they were going to be having a drag queen story time. And so myself and a couple other local activists here in Austin wondered, do we want to make a big scene of this? Do we want to keep this under wraps and then maybe infiltrate or go film? And then they started promoting it more and more. They released public flyers. And so that's when we decided, okay, I'm going to report on this, shed some light on it, and see what happens. Let's see how this goes. For radio audience,
hello,
there were
sir.
Dozens
are
of
you,
police vehicles.
Are you a gay frog?
Yes, I sure am.
Tell me, what's it like being a gay frog?
You should go ask the gay mafia in Hollywood. You were hearing about that on your show just the other day.
Here they are banging whistles and bells in my face.
So what brought you out here to bang on that bell there? Listen, so these garbage people explain what's
just
happening here.
Pull the audio down for a second. And because it's...
I covered...
That was the third time I go into that group of people and they did that to me. Okay? So, like, the final time they go in and they, like... One guy's, like, humping and gyrating against me. He's put his hands on me a couple times. Another one is, like, wrapping me up in, like, a sign. There's a flag waving in my face. And, you know, who knows what these people might try to do to you out there. So I just had enough, and I kind of blew up there for a minute. But in case the audience didn't see, they're literally surrounding me, and they do this three different times, banging bells in my face. These people are insane. All right, let's go back. This was the third different time that happened. Third different time.
Dude, so listen. So these garbage people, first of all, let me explain what's happening here. I covered a drag queen story time in Austin. You people are sick! All I want to know is if it's true that the drag queen you're protecting was arrested for prostitution and is reading to kids, and you don't even care. They love me. They love me. After they literally, we were literally talking about this on the way up here, how there's a weird sexual thing happening with these people. I don't know how much you caught on camera. I don't know how much of this you guys could see. Once they started, literally, they all got around me, and I'm not even kidding you, started humping me and grabbing my genitals and ass. Okay? What the f*** is that?
It's love.
And then they act like I just got raped in there. Seriously, this is a joke. These people are deranged, man. They literally
now, if I was a woman,
start grabbing me and...
Seriously, if I was a woman, they'd call that sexual assault what these people did to me.
Deviance, man.
Or if I was a Democrat, probably.
Yeah, it's all about the children. No, these people are sexual deviants. I'm done playing games, man. I'm done. I'm the one that tried to be polite and tolerant out here. We don't even start yelling and get mad, even though they're sexualizing children.
Nobody hates you. Nobody's trying to change your way of life. Nobody cares if you're gay or anything like that. We just want you guys to open your eyes and see what you're doing to children. That's all. Children are innocent, very suggestible, and there's no reason for them to be having drag queens reading to them. That's all it is. Drag queens can do whatever the hell they want. They can go to Vegas. They can go to the Dirty Sixth Street. They can go to the club. That's all fine and good. All we're asking is, why do you want drag queen story time for kids? It seems a little odd, and when we do background checks on some of these drag queens, it turns out they have arrest records, and some of them are registered sex offenders. If I want to be a volunteer that reads to kids, I should have a background check. So all we're asking is for common sense here, and that you stop taking your sexual deviancy and degeneracy and imposing it on children.
So
other than that,
the full report,
we love you guys. We're out here with love, too.
The full report can be found at Infowars.com, but those are the types of videos that used to get millions of views on social media and YouTube and everything, and, well, they erased us off that, so we've got to figure another way to go viral. We're working on that right now, but go to Infowars.com to find all the content that we make here. Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in for Alex today. Be sure to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all InfoWars life supplements right now. Free shipping and double Patriot points. It's the Save InfoWars Emergency Special. I'm not sure how much Alex is going to want to get into tomorrow as far as why he's announced this, but it's the Save InfoWars Emergency Special, 50% off all InfoWars life supplements, free shipping, and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Meanwhile, let's see what's going on over there at NewsWars.com. Exclusive, Alex Jones responds to Sandy Hook child porn setup. I can't get into this right now, folks, but you can go check that story out at newswars.com. And, well, there's just some absolute craziness happening behind the scenes around here. So, yeah, there's going to be some explosive content coming out of InfoWars whenever Alex feels inclined to release it. Also at NewsWars.com, nervous Nancy Pelosi tamps down far left's impeachment demand, calling it divisive. Have you ever seen a more blibbering fool than Nancy Pelosi? This is unbelievable. You do realize that 2 days ago, Nancy Pelosi said Donald Trump was a criminal and belongs in jail. Now she says he shouldn't be impeached. Lady, are you delusional? So the last time you gave a TV interview, you said he's a criminal, he belongs in jail. And now during this TV interview, you say we should stop calling for impeachment because it's divisive. But saying he's a criminal, he belongs in jail, though, that's what? Not divisive, I guess. And less than impeachment somehow? Nancy Pelosi, a doddering old fool. You know, look, Trump is not perfect. In fact, for purists or close to it that voted for Trump, they're upset with what they're not seeing. There's no wall. Immigration is out of control. Nobody's gone to jail for all the corruption and treason that Trump knows happened. I mean, that's another story over at InfoWars, NewsWars.com. Trump says Obama had to know of deep state setup to block my presidential bids. And he's tweeted out about how he knows they engaged in treason in the whole nine yards, ladies and gentlemen. But no action yet. And it's getting a little ridiculous. The one nice thing, though, you have to give Trump credit. As far as the commander-in-chief is concerned, he has not taken any of the bait to launch new wars or expanded intervention in the Middle East. Troops have kind of come in and out, and it's kind of been almost a stalemate. But they tried to provoke a war in Syria twice, didn't take. And they just tried to provoke an invasion of Iran, and it looks like that's not going to take either. So there's some more developing news on that. But, you know, if you're looking down the road, and if there's any miracle, and if you want to just give Trump credit for being patient before he's due it, could there be a time in the future where you no longer have the Nancy Pelosi's in Congress, in the near future even? You don't have the Chuck Schumers. You don't have the Adam Schiffs and the Eric Swalwells. But, oh yeah, and by the way, they keep showing Bill de Blasio here, who's running for president. He's campaigning all over the United States. You know, he's the mayor of New York, and he's never even there. You are a sham, Bill de Blasio. Your top staffer was arrested for having gigabytes of child porn, a top pedophile, and was climbing up the ranks of the Democrat Party. A lot said he would be the next John Podesta. And this guy is running for president who's abandoned his city, hires a major pedophile. I mean, unbelievable. But that's the Democrats. But you have to be concerned. Will the Democrats eventually fall apart because of their insanity and the lack of delivery on any campaign or any policy ever? The lack of delivery for any Democrat-run city ever? Or are they going to import enough people from other countries, get them on the Democrat voter rolls so that they'll never leave office? And that's kind of where we're at right now. And that kind of will determine our future if we're going to continue to have people like Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. Because that woman is beyond delusional, but she is a known liar. And if she's not a known bold-faced liar, then she has dementia and Alzheimer's, and she needs help and to be out of office. She is third in line for the president. She can't even think straight. Or, like I said, she's the biggest bold-faced liar you'll ever see. But yeah, it's one of the two when 2 days ago you say Donald Trump is a criminal, he needs to be in jail, and then the next day you say we need to stop calling for impeachment of the Trump. It's divisive. Nancy Pelosi, a doddering old idiot. Her intellect, her brain is on its last legs, if it has any legs left. Nancy Pelosi is like a forward, a soccer player in the second extra time, and he's run like 8-10 miles on the field, and they need one more run, and they send the ball wide, and he goes for it, and just yank, there goes that hamstring. Nancy Pelosi is one run away, I think, from that. Either a total malfunction live on air, a total brain fart worse than we've ever seen. I just don't see how this woman can survive much longer in this state of mind. I really don't. She's on her last legs. Nancy, you need to get out. But she'll never leave. When you're that big of a criminal and you've made that much money off being a congresswoman, come on, you're not going anywhere. Speaking of Congress, Lindsey Graham refuses to investigate Spygate scandal. Mueller is the final word for me. You know, I'm not really sure how this goes, because I think really what Graham is saying is that there is no Russian collusion here, but if he's saying that they're not going to be looking into the illegal spying of Obama, you really have to wonder if Lindsey Graham is who we want him to be, or if Lindsey Graham is who we thought he was. But it does appear to me that he is just saying quit calling for impeachment because the Mueller report says there's no Russian collusion, which of course is true. But you see, here's where the Democrats are out. They're at a win-at-all-cost moment right now in their party's history. And if that cost is America, then so be it. If that cost is, racial divisiveness, civil war, whatever it is, that's all the Democrats are into. Bringing in third-world diseases, aborting babies, all of it. That's the cost that the Democrats are willing to pay for power. Because they've lost the Supreme Court, they've lost the presidency, they've got some of Obama's stay-behind networks left, but if Trump gets 4 more years, that may be enough to really get him out. But you've seen all the money that Soros has poured into local elections. We're talking millions of dollars into local DA elections. Now, why would George Soros be interested in that? Because they're bringing in third world populations. You know, and here's the angle that probably someone more financially savvy than me would be able to break down. But, you know, Soros is a big financial trader. I don't even know what you would call him. He's just a big swindler. But, you know, hedging bets on basically economies and currencies. Maybe he's about to make a major bet against the U.S. dollar, so he wants to open the U.S. borders and collapse the U.S. dollar. What happens then?
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Let's take a look at where the Democrats are at right now, and then a quote from President Trump, which we're kind of getting sick of hearing the redundancy. First, let's go to Bill de Blasio during a presidential campaign stop saying it's time to impeach President Trump.
Right. But what happened the other day changed my mind, because that was treason.
Yeah.
That was treason. What he said was openly treasonous. It was an invitation to hostile foreign governments to find information on American leaders and give it to Donald Trump
Trump. This is just unbelievable. See, this is what I'm talking. How can someone be such a bold-faced liar? Did he not even hear the clip? Step on all of us, Clinton War Room operative, George, step on all of us. Literally asks him, if someone came to you offering foreign intelligence, would you turn it into the FBI or would you take it? He never said he would solicit for it. Bill de Blasio, you are a liar. Is every Democrat just a bold-faced freaking liar, man? Jeez. All right, go back to this scumbag.
Invitation to talk about art of the deal.
Right.
It was an invitation to make a deal. You get me dirt on my opponents and we'll take care of you. And we've seen no better example than with Russia and Putin, where
whatever Putin does,
he gets an affirmation from Donald Trump. And now more and more it looks like
we're close to war with Russia.
Favors.
Get this chump off the screen. Unbelievable, this guy. Reversed reality. Trump said he would solicit for foreign information on an opponent. No, he didn't. Bold-faced lie. I'm just stunned at how somebody, and then Mika Brzezinski just sits there and nods like, yeah, oh yeah, just lie on my program, Bill. Just lie on my program, Bill. All right, now let's go to, you know what? I can't even, this is just, seriously, these people just make me sick, man. How they just get away with lies like this. And Mika Brzezinski just sits there and lets him lie. Just sits there and lets him lie. Wow. All right, let's now go to Nancy Pelosi. A day after she said Trump is a criminal, he belongs in jail, she says this.
I don't think there's anything more divisive we can do than to impeach a president of the United States.
Yeah, and maybe so maybe if you called for him to be in jail as a criminal. Oh, wait, you did that.
To be about the truth and the facts to take you to whatever decision has to be there. It should by no means be done politically.
Seriously, this is just bad at this point.
You should not impeach politically.
Just roll the B-roll. Keep the B-roll, but take the audio out. I mean, folks. Really what the Democrats are doing to Nancy Pelosi is sick. But she's like the Skeksy. She's the Skeksy in the Dark Crystal. I think Alex has even done this before, that has the whatever they call it. And she's like, literally, her face is like falling off. And she's like, I'm still in power. That's Nancy Pelosi. But the Democrats are doing it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, Nancy Pelosi is the Skeksy who's literally face falling off, and she's like, I'm still the emperor. But you just look at Nancy Pelosi, you can tell she's gone, folks. She's gone. Her eyes are gone. They have to cake so much makeup on this woman so she doesn't look like a rotting husk. Okay? You can tell by the way she walks, it hurts for her just to walk. She can't even think. But now let's play this clip from ABC of what Trump had to say about Obama.
It's very simple. There was no crime. There was no collusion. The big thing's collusion. Now there's no collusion. That means it was a setup. In my opinion, and I think it's going to come out. I hope it's going to come out. We're going to find out very soon, because I really believe it's going to come out. When you look at Strzok, these FBI guys that were lowlifes, when you look, because the FBI is the greatest, but the top people were absolute lowlifes. When you look at Strzok and Page, and they're talking about an insurance policy just in case she loses. That was the insurance policy.
I've heard you talk about
that
before.
I went through George. I went through the insurance policy.
I understand that, but if they were determined to prevent you from becoming president,
he goes on to say it was Obama, folks. Trump knows it was Obama. Everybody knows it was Obama. Obama committed treason. He belongs in jail.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're about to be joined by Joe Biggs. And he's launching a citizen initiative with all of the book burning, digital book burning that's going on. We'll talk to Joe about that. We're going to roll a couple of clips here. I want to get Joe's response to a couple things, too, just because of how ridiculous things are getting out there. But, folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Save InfoWars Emergency Special happening right now. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements. These are the best the best line of supplements you can find, folks. Alex Jones knows he has to sell the best because they're trying to destroy him. So he does. The InfoWars Life supplement line is the best one out there. All supplements, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. So that's big for, like, bigger ticket items like emergency food supplies, water filters, air filters. Free shipping on all those big items, and double Patriot points, which can be used to make future purposes. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything we do here possible. Of course, they've memory-holed so much of our content, and if you think about it, it is the new digital book burning. Where are all those InfoWars videos that had millions of views and went viral? Well, they're few and far between if you can even find them now. Hell, we struggle to even find them because we have so much stuff just sitting in our database here. So Joe Biggs and some other Patriots are trying to launch an initiative. I think it's genius, and it does need organization behind it, though. But imagine all the InfoWars videos that you love from YouTube. They're all gone, right? Well, don't you wish you still had them? Don't you wish you could still share them with friends? Let's think proactively and think about all the videos out there being memory holed. So Joe Biggs joins us. So Joe, talk about this initiative of archiving videos and content so that it can't be memory holed in the future.
I think we need to all get together collectively and get on the internet. You know, I mean, one group of people, InfoWars alone can't do this. I mean, the internet's a very big, vast place, you know, so we need people out there, InfoWarriors, everyone watching right now, to get out there on the computer, man, get on the internet and try to find this information. Try to find our old videos. See if you can scrounge them up, download them. And then also get good videos of these politicians. Just how years and years ago, how Biden said that he was for, you know, border security and a wall and trying to slow down the immigration and all that. And now he's the opposite of that. We need to keep those videos before they get deleted, so when they lie, we can show them how they flip-flop and how they really do think, you know, a certain way, but they're saying what they can and lying to the people just to get to elected. So I think it's very important on all sides like that for us to get all these videos before they are deleted, because it's getting harder and harder and harder to find information on Democrats online, because they're slowly, all of a sudden, these videos are kind of just disappearing. So we need to get out there and scrounge them up before they're all gone.
Well, and for the short term, it makes sense because, I mean, the amazing thing is you could even show these videos to people of Obama and Biden and Pelosi and Schumer all calling for, you know, immigration control and a wall and everything. And we even show those people, and it's weird how it doesn't have any impact on a voter, a Democrat voter, to see their Democrat leaders be total two-faced liars. But I think really, Joe, beyond just a short-term thing, I'm thinking even long-term, you know, if we keep seeing this trend of the sexualization of children and everything and attacking, you know, men and fathers and straight people and demonizing that, you know, you're going to want to have the videos when that becomes so normal, but there's still people that are like, you know, this isn't right. Something seems messed up here. You want to be like, yeah, you know, 50 years ago, this place called InfoWars warned us this was coming. They were called crazy, but yeah, here we are. I mean, I think it has even more value as a long-term strategy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because it's going to be a vault to look back into. Hey, look, we were against this a long time ago, and now all of a sudden you're living in this, you know, this crazy future, and you're like, man, nothing makes sense. It's all
yeah, wrong. One world government, open borders, America, third world hellhole. That's what they want.
Yeah, and we need to. Those videos are going to be a beacon of hope for people out there. You know, those younger generations are going to want to stand up, and eventually, it's going to get to a point where there's going to have to be a fight. There's going to have to be a war. You know, and those videos that you can find showing that there was still some decency back in the day will give people hope to be able to move forward and push through that evil.
You know, isn't that what it's all about? You know, you're a new father. I think your daughter's going on almost 2 years old now.
A little over two now.
Isn't that what it's all about, though? I mean, how do you even raise a kid today? There's so much degeneracy and just sex and depravity and everything everywhere. And it's like, okay, yeah, I mean, look, that's entertaining once you become an adult or a certain age, whatever you want to say. But, I mean, how do you even protect your kids against this stuff when they're doing it in the schools? They're doing it in the libraries. I mean, what do you do?
It's a very paranoid life you have to live. I mean, you've got these predators all over the place. You know, we're normalizing the sexual behavior of children and talking about anal sex at, you know, at very young ages of children. And, you know, people, you got Bill Nye the Science Cuck who's sitting there doing songs called Butt Sex. I mean, there's some really messed up stuff. And these kids, you know, they're young, impressionable minds. They don't know any better. That's why you need good, sound parenting, and you need good-hearted human beings that have to stand up and go, whoa, this is ridiculous. Our children don't need to be seeing this kind of crap. We need to stand up and put a stop to it. I mean, it pisses me off when I see this crap out there. You know, they're sexualizing these young kids. There's grown men throwing money at a kid twerking on the ground at some gay pride parade. That is disgusting, and that is not something that we should be celebrating. That's something that we should be, definitely frowning upon.
Well, and I just don't think people understand where it goes. I mean,
I don't want to. I mean, this is already bad enough as it is. I do not even want to imagine what the next step is. I mean, we're like on the cusp of LGBTQP for pedophile. We haven't put it there, but they're trying to squeeze that in with love is ageless. No, it isn't ageless.
No, but it's not even that. They want to hold this whole thing like they don't really believe in love. It's sex without love. So really, they're just using love as sex, and eventually they'll replace it and say sex has no age. But, like, I mean, even in bad, some bad parts of America, or you could say bad parts of America, I mean, you can still send your kids out during the day, and for the most part, parents are still okay. They ride their bikes around or what have you. But it's like, I'm telling you, I really think that the days are not close to far gone where you could even live in a neighborhood and you know, have your kids go out and ride their bikes and play with the neighborhood kids and whatever. I think these days are few and far between now. I mean, everything is getting so perverted. Everything is getting so sexualized. Everything, now with the open border invasion, I mean, who knows what's going to happen when all of these people are finally trying to integrate in our society and can't, and then end up homeless or whatever. So, I mean, I just look at the future here, and I'm just thinking America, in not too long, if we don't do something about these problems, it's not going to be close to the America that we grew up in. And I know that that's a generational thing, but the America that we still could all appreciate and enjoy was still there. I don't think it's going to be there much longer.
Nah, I mean, there's so much evil out there. I mean, like I said, there's a huge battle going on spiritually and physically, good versus evil. I mean, right now, evil has got everything out there. I mean, they're doing everything they can to destroy just humanity. I mean, this country used to actually represent something good, and it's just getting taken over with this filthy crap, you know, rap music talking about beating women, raping women. You've got, these TV shows where it's nothing but sex. We have a TV show called Lucifer. It's like all this bad stuff. We're trying to go, well, it has to be normal. This is good. And if you don't agree with it, you're a bigot, you're sexist, you're racist, you're homophobic, you're literally Hitler. You know, like, this is such a backwards world that we're living in. And at some point in time, people are going to have to get fed up, and they're going to have to be willing to get a little bit more vocal and do something about it. Because right now I see a lot of people laying down, you know, just the people at InfoWars, just the people, you know, that are working in some of the right-wing media. It's not enough. We need more people going out there making videos. We need more people out here talking about this stuff, confronting people, getting in there, talking about these issues, and getting that information out there to spark, a fire into the butts of these people. Right now, there's just too many people laying down. We can't do it by ourselves.
Well, and let's talk about this drag queen story time in the next segment with Joe Biggs, because, I mean, I just look at it like this way. If drag queen story time is going to become something that's normalized, where just, you know, drag queens can just go introduce themselves to your kids, a lot of them end up, you know, probably being registered sex offenders or pedophiles underneath it all. I mean, I'm telling you, there's going to be a time where they're so empowered. You know, your son or daughter just walking down the street to your neighbors, you know, a big pot-bellied, bearded, devil, trans, whatever, drag queen steps outside and says, hey, little boy, come over here, rub my belly, come rub my beard. And if you say, hey, don't do that, you'll be the one that gets arrested for intolerance. Sawyer sitting in for Alex, Joe Biggs riding shotgun with me. And I want to do show Biggs what happened here in Austin yesterday at Drag Queen Storytime, but I also wanted to find this local news report or air this local news report because I wanted to see what happened. Because let me explain something. Pretty much by the end of the day, I think every local news outlet did show up and record something. I didn't see any other local news coverage, though, but we did have then this one local news story. But nobody was given access to Miss Kitty Litter except the local Fox girl. And I don't know if this is the local Fox report, but it was interesting because they were literal Antifa unmasked bodyguards guarding Miss Kitty Litter, which, by the way, we'll talk about some other stuff we're learning about Miss Kitty Litter. But I wanted to see what their angle was and how they were able to get that exclusive interview when you had unmasked Antifa. Literally, if you went anywhere near Miss Kitty Litter, they'd start groping you and grabbing you. I have footage of them doing that to me. But here is the, and then I want to get Joe Biggs' response to this. Here is the local news report about the drag queen story time yesterday.
It was controversial online. Hundreds of people complaining to the city about the Albuquerque Public Library's first drag queen story time
event.
This
is a different one. Oh,
the city.
Oh, pause it. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Folks, there's literally drag queen story times in pretty much every major city now. I just assumed this was the one here locally. This is from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm such a fool. There was also one in San Antonio yesterday, one in Portland over the weekend, one in Atlanta coming up, and I'm getting intel on all of them. Literally, all these people are finding out about these after they see my coverage and like, holy crap, this thing is everywhere. So I'm sorry, this is from Albuquerque.
It was controversial online. Hundreds of people.
Yeah, everywhere this thing goes, people don't want it.
Albuquerque Public Library.
The only people that want it are the leftist librarians and the drag queens.
The city refused to cancel it, and in the end, supporters helped make it.
No, we will sexualize your kids.
Library has ever seen. News 13's Chris McKee.
We're tolerant.
Now your turn. Reading is.
For a library reading event.
I wasn't expecting this many people.
Rub your nose.
It was a noticeably packed crowd.
I see so many smiling faces.
A unique story time with colorful characters that carried a lot of meaning for parents like Sonia Pais.
Teaching tolerance starts early, and I think it's a great way to support our community and our individuals in our community.
The city hosting its first ever drag queen story time during Pride Month, something they hope teaches kids and families about inclusion.
Yeah, baby!
I'm so happy to see that. I hope we have more
drag queen story time for kids.
Woo! About 250 parents and kids
this
showed
is a
up
joke, man.
Listening and watching to book reading and song singing by Albuquerque drag queens Vanessa Patrick's.
Hello, kids! How are y'all doing?
I'd love to get a background check on these guys.
We could make one little kid see that it's okay to be different, and it's worth everything that we put into it.
Well, a hit with today's crowd, the event hasn't been without controversy.
I'm appalled. It's an abomination.
Why are children being exposed to adults?
This is insane!
May showed up among a handful of protesters opposing the city event.
Oh!
Kids need to be kids. They need to be children. Why are we doing this?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord, please forgive us. What are we doing to the kids? I can't watch this anymore. Take it off. I mean, Joe, this is just insane. Look, I don't even want to say, I mean, I was at the gym today. I don't want to say where I go for obvious reasons, even though you don't want to mess with me at the gym. Like, everybody there is a fan. It's like I can't even work out half the time now. Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Where are you finding this? Okay, this is like insane. We're literally breaking this in real time. I didn't even realize. Folks, there is a damn drag queen story time 10 times a week. Joe Biggs, what do you say about that? Joe is literally, his eyes are like wider than mine right now. Joe, I can't even believe what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, I want to put hands on right now. I mean, look, we're exposing adult degeneracy to these children. Well, what's going through your mind when you're a kid? You know, you're trying to figure out colors. You're trying to figure out, you know, the names of animals. And now all of a sudden, why in the F are we bringing in guys who are dressed up in women's clothes with these raspy voices? I mean, what's next? They're going to start teaching sexual education to the children? I mean, I think that's the direction they're trying to go into. I mean, they want to do everything they can to corrupt these young children's minds. So it's more easier to manipulate and more easier to be acceptable, accepting of evil and doing wrong as they get older.
I mean, this is unbelievable. They just found a website. Hold on. Pull that website back up. The crew just found a website. It lists all the drag queen story time. This needs to be at InfoWars.com immediately. One of the writers needs to get this on InfoWars.com immediately. This is insane. And folks, they did a background check on the drag queens from Houston, and they found out some of them were sexual predators registered. We did a background check on Ms. Kitty Litter, and the name that she gave me, background check on that name, came up that individual was arrested for prostitution, okay? So probably got dressed up in drag and tried to sell herself out, or himself out, whatever. But Ms. Kitty Litter won't address this. And then, guess what else we're finding out? You can go look up a lot of these drag queen names. Joe, I found this out. I mean, this is a family audience here, folks, so just be warned what we're going to talk about here. I mean, they're the ones doing this to children. Ms. Kitty Litter. I bet you wouldn't be surprised to find out, Joe, that kitty litter is actually a sexual term, a sexual reference for, let's just say, again, folks, family audience, but this is what they're doing to kids, for butt play. Kitty litter. You want to play in the kitty litter, you go, okay. So I've said enough. Ms. Kitty Litter. Like, what do you think these people are doing, Joe?
Like I said, I mean, if you can get in these youngsters' minds at such an early age, it's going to be easier to manipulate them as they get older. It's going to be easier to convince them that wrong is right. And then it's a lot easier to control corrupt people because then they're a little bit more susceptible. They don't have good standing morals. They're not going to have honor and integrity and things like that. They're going to embrace all that is bad instead of trying to ward that off. And I think that's why they want to get to these youngsters at such an early age. It'll make it easier when they get become adults to manipulate them and do things like that to get them to do whatever it is they need. Sad truth.
I want to get in on the other side of this break with Joe Biggs. I want to get into the aspect of the parenting because this stuff is everywhere now. I'm actually shocked. I mean, I've heard Alex Jones and others talk about this for a while. It's literally everywhere. Joe, I called up. We had the store at InfoWars.com. I called up the local Austin Independent School District. They gave $10,000 to bus kids to a gay pride parade. Now, you've seen what goes on at these gay pride parades. Hardly a family event for children. We've documented this as well. She said, they literally told me there's an LGBTQ initiative in Austin. So they're bringing it to the schools. They're bringing it to the public libraries. I'm at the gym today, and guess what's hanging on a flyer on the bulletin board there when you're walking out of the locker room? LGBT tolerance lessons for kids. They're having them at gyms now. I mean, literally, Joe, like, this, how do you escape this stuff if you're a parent? We're about to go to break, but I mean, like, how you have to think about this all the time now.
My favorite meme out there is that one where, you know, like if you ever grab a cat and you try to put something in its mouth, it does everything to fight it. And it's just like LGBTQ Pride Month. And it's got a person holding it and trying to put it in the cat's mouth. And it's sitting there like with its teeth clamped. Because, I mean, that's what they're trying to do. We're trying to reject it, but they're trying to shove it down our throats every day.
It's like we don't even care.
Every corner.
We don't care if you're gay or whatever you are. Bye. That's none of our business. Just leave the kids alone.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Okay, this is insane here. Now, Joe Biggs and I were breaking down something very important, archiving videos and web stories and links and everything because of the digital book burning that's going on. Very important thing. But man, Joe, I can't believe this. There's a site. We've covered this before, but dragqueenstorytime.org. They have now in almost all major cities and states, they have a Drag Queen Story Hour chapter where you can donate money or you can attend an event. I can't believe this. Dozens of events, guys. Give me a doc cam here. Dozens of events coming up here. Look at this. Look at this, Joe. Dozens of these things. So I mean, these are all at libraries. These are promoted everywhere. They're doing it to children at schools. They're promoting the pride thing at schools. They're hanging flyers all over towns and at gyms and everywhere. Seriously, man. I mean, it's like if you don't want your kids exposed to a bunch of sexual deviants, you what do you do, Joe? I mean, seriously, you got a young kid. What do you do? They're doing this everywhere.
Yeah, it's definitely a frightening world to have to go out into. You know, I'm paranoid at night. I mean, you don't know who these people are around you. I mean, there's so many deviants out there and so many people that are just into this sick, disgusting stuff. You know, I got a giant shotgun beside my bed, a Rambo pillar under my Rambo knife under my pillow. You know, and I've got to make sure that when, you know, she's here, I'm checking the locks on the window, you know, making sure that no one's going to sneak in. I mean, it's just a bad world that we live in. And then when you take them outside your house, this place is supposed to be the safe haven away from all that's bad. I mean, you can't go through a McDonald's. You can't go through a mall without something like that being shoved down your throat. Someone trying to give you a flyer to go to a story time, you know, or to be accepting and tolerant. I mean, but if you just don't want your children's minds to be poisoned, you know, you're the bigot, you're the asshole, and you're the one that needs to be shut up. You know, 10 years ago, if we would have seen a website like this with all these drag time story hours on there, what would they do? They'd close that thing down. People would be scoffing at this and being angry. But for some reason, we have to be so accepting now. We can't protect our children. We just have to roll with the punches and allow this degeneracy to continue. And quite frankly, it's disturbing.
Why can't these drag queens just read to the children normally? No, because they have to get in drag. It's all about normalizing them to that sexual deviancy, which, again, it's like a thing. It's like if I want to go out and drink a handle of vodka and get drunk like a town drunk, then I'm being degenerate. So what are we going to have? Drunk and degenerate story time for kids, too, where I'm promoting getting drunk on a gallon of booze? I mean, it's ridiculous. No, there's adult behavior and adult activities. This is an adult activity they're trying to normalize with kids, man. I mean, so here's what I want to do actually right now. Guys, pull up that story. I want to read every city and state this is in right now. I'm going to do this right now so the audience can know. Joe, I'm going to read every state and city where there's a chapter of Drag Queen Story Hour that they're promoting right now. Guys, just leave it right there. Arizona, I'm just going to do the United States because this is happening around the world, but I don't care. Germany, do whatever you want over there. You guys are gone anyway. Arizona, Boston, Massachusetts, Cleveland, Ohio, Charlotte, North Carolina. Joe, I believe that's your hometown. Yep. Chicago, Illinois, Colorado, Danbury, Connecticut, El Paso, Texas, Greenfield, Massachusetts, Hampton Roads, Virginia, Hamtramck, Michigan, Ithaca, New York, Indianapolis, Long Island, New York, Los Angeles, California, Miami, Florida, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Mobile, Alabama, Great Falls, Montana, Nebraska, New Orleans, New York, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Palm Springs, California, Portland, Oregon, Puerto Rico, Reading, Pennsylvania, Rockland County, New York, Tacoma, Washington, Trenton, Michigan, San Francisco, California, San Marcos, Texas, Tampa Bay, Florida, Tennessee, Vermont, Washington, D.C., Westchester, New York, Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Those are all Drag Queen story time chapters.
And Austin, Texas.
and but yeah, that's the thing, too. I know that there's one happening in Atlanta. Obviously, they've happened here in Austin. So, I'm speechless, Joe.
I remember when we first started covering this stuff at InfoWars, it was like 3-4 years ago, and it was very few, far, and beyond. And now it's almost it's kind of spread like wildfire. It's everywhere now. I mean, just that list, that's probably just one website tracking just that specific little group. But, I mean, there's got to be thousands more. I mean, this stuff is everywhere now, and it's truly disturbing because most people don't think that this is normal. But for some reason, everyone is just sitting on their butt and not saying a damn thing. I think if enough people got out there, you know, make videos, put this content out there. People need to wake up. I mean, this is dangerous. I mean, this is our children's lives. This is their minds. You know, like you said before, you know, when you're an adult, you can do whatever you want. If you want to strap a dildo to your forehead and run around in leather pants and chase up people up and down the street, that's your prerogative, brother. But, you know, these kids.
No. Joe, if you strapped a dildo to your head and ran around on Dirty Sixth Street claiming you were a unicorn, you'd probably get arrested. But if you do it at the library and read to kids, then it's promoted.
I don't know. On Sixth Street, they might give me a parade.
Well,
it's not funny, though.
Maybe we can give it a try.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Because, like you said, there's so many of these events that you won't even ever hear about. They just do it on the low at local libraries, and we just happen to hear about it because people are telling us and people have their ears to the ground. I think most people will be shocked by this. And in fact, I'm being told, guys, is the website still crashed? Apparently the website for Drag Queen Storytime has now crashed. So I don't know if that's because we've increased traffic or they've taken it down, but there you go.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody right now is Googling that right now just as fast as they can.
Yeah, you know what? Guess what? We're standing up to your freaking drag queen story time, you freaks. I guarantee you there's damn pedophiles infiltrating those groups. In fact, here's what I'll say. Every drag queen story time from now on should do this. You should release the names of the men that are reading, not their drag names, their real names, so that people can do an actual background check because we know these libraries aren't. Wow, Joe, but just like, see, here's the thing too. There's no demand for this crap. The only people that want it are the drag queens and the leftist librarians that just, I guess, hate humanity or hate whatever.
The most precious cargo we have as human beings are children, because that's what, you know, carries on, you know.
No, that's what it is. They hate innocence. They hate innocence.
But what do? We make people do background checks to guard money. We make make people do background checks to drive cars, to do Ubers and things like that. But for some reason, we're not going to do background checks on these guys when they come in to read to a bunch of children. That's just disgusting. Because then you're being hateful and you're targeting them because, well, yeah, maybe they did something bad, but, you know, now they've moved on. No, it's not. You know, people that do that kind of stuff, it's not just a whim. This is a pattern. They're habitual. They're going to continue to do that kind of stuff. They have something chemically wrong with them, and that's why they are the way they are.
Again, folks, I'm stunned here. I'm stunned that this has been so normalized and accepted and is now part of the LGBTQ initiative on kids. Here's an idea. Let's push healthy eating for kids. Let's push healthy activity for kids, like exercising instead of sitting in front of a TV all day. Let's push healthy thoughts for kids, like lifting each other up and supporting each other, not saying, oh, you're a boy, but you should feel like a girl, and you can be a girl if you really want to. No, kids shouldn't be thinking about that.
I was riding up and down the A1A the other day on my Harley, and I was passing all these different playgrounds. Every single one of them was empty. You don't ever see kids outside anymore playing. Why? Because, A, they're all addicted to their cell phones and their iPads, and then, two, quite frankly, their parents are probably just too scared to let them out of their sight because you have all these psychos out there running around up and down the streets. I mean, it's a hard world to have a kid in right now because you've got so many degenerate assholes out there that think that they can just run up and start grabbing and doing all this stuff.
No, see, that's exactly what I'm saying. The time where kids could just go to a playground in a local neighborhood and maybe, you know, you had one parent on watch or, you know, the police knew they were there or whatever. Those days are gone, man. When you can send a drag queen story time and normalize it for kids at the library, all bets are off, man. All bets are off. This is unbelievable, folks. Apparently, we've crashed the website either with traffic or they're shutting it down because we're shedding light on it right now. But dragqueenstorytime.org is down. Yeah, we're going to shut you down. Have your drag queen story times, just not with kids. Go read to one another, and then you can play around afterwards, too, you know? Have all the fun you want in each other's kitty litter, just not with kids, please. Thank you. Jones Show on this Sunday, this Father's Day. First of all, fathers are bad. First of all, fathers, no good. You're much better off without a father. Trust me, look at Lefto. I didn't have a father. Look at how I turned out. Woo! Now, I got a problem today. There's a reason why I had to come on my pizza ship into the Alex Jones studio today. There's a reason why. Because I was tuned in and I heard Joe Biggs saying he doesn't like drag queen story time. And so then I went to my favorite website in the world, dragqueenstorytime.org, and it was down. And I simply could not deal with that. So I had to fly down here on my pizza ship, and I had to address Joe Biggs right now. So, Joe, I got to figure this out. Why, Joe Biggs, why don't you like drag queen story time?
Because it's filthy, it's degenerate, it's wrong, and it needs to be stopped.
Joe, I don't understand. You don't like big, pot-bellied, bearded men dressing up
as women in dresses and shaking their asses in front of the kids' faces?
No. But I do have a baseball bat with their name on it. They need to stay away from our kids, man, plain and simple. This stuff is disgusting, and it really pisses me off. And it, like I said, man, the bulk of people out there, they don't want this, but no one's saying anything. And that really right there, that kind of gets under my skin. That pisses me off why more people aren't getting in your face, clown, and telling you to get the F out of the library.
Don't you know how intolerant you sound right now?
Yes,
if I
do.
Let me say something. Now, Lefto...
I'm proud and tolerant.
Lefto's not really in to the whole drag thing. I'm just more into the clown world order thing. But let me tell you something.
You're just trying to get some litter box?
If I want to get inside Miss Kitty's litter, that's my priority. But let me say something here. If I want to go to the library for Lefto the Clown drag queen story time and I want to have a banana hammock with my Johnson hanging out that I can rub around in the children's faces, that's all good, Joe. You're the bigot if you don't like it. Don't you understand? We're going to re-educate you, Joe Biggs.
Yeah, I got some scissors for you, brother.
No. We're going to come. In fact, listen, this is the new initiative because we're starting to see so much hate. There's so much hate and intolerance because all we want to do is send some pedophiles, some drag queens to the library to play with your kids. And bigots like Joe Biggs want to try to stop it. Joe, you're the problem with this country. So here's the deal, Joe. We're coming for you, and it's going to be a nice little re-education. We're just going to do a nice little re-education of you. And don't worry, we'll take good care of your kids while you're in the education center. So Biggs, now listen, are you going to willingly attend Drag Queen Story Time coming up? Or are you going to continue to be a bigot?
I'm going to continue to be a bigot.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know what that means. That means it's time for Joe Biggs to get a little re-edumacation here live on the air. Oh, no, Joe. Oh, no. Don't worry about that, Joe. We got a little vaccine we're going to hit you with. First, we're going to hit you with a vaccine that's going to numb you up a little bit. And then we're going to massage your little brain there. And we're going to show you images of Drag Queen Story Time, maybe get you really high on some drugs until you like the Drag Queen Story Time. And then, guess what, Joe? You'll float like us. And you'll be reading Drag Queen Story Time to the kids. And we're coming for all you. You think you can shut Drag Queen Story Time down, Joe Biggs? You must be out of your mind.
I don't think I can do it by myself, no. But I think Americans together should get together. And people need to go to these. And they need to protest them. And they need to show how pissed off they are. And why it's morally wrong. And why this shouldn't be happening. Why clowns like you need to be taken off the street.
America loves me, Joe. You're late to the game.
Negative.
You're late to the game, Joe Biggs. America loves me. They want me to sexualize the kids. Haven't you seen Hollywood, Joe? Joe, I was born in Hollywood. Let me explain something, Joe. I don't know if you've heard this or not. In Hollywood, they got a big pile of trash. They got a big pile of feces. And then they got a bunch of tent city bums hanging out. I literally came out of the ooze of that cesspit. I don't even know my father. That's probably why I'm so beautiful and smart and tolerant and not bigoted like you. So if you think for one second that Hollywood sexualizing your kids is a bad thing, just look at Lefto. Look at me, Joe. Look at me. I turned out okay.
You look like an eraser tip with a period.
Look at that beautiful drag queen right there. Look at that beautiful drag queen. Joe, do you... Ugh. Look, I remember you used to have a nice beard.
That? I mean...
No, you used to have a nice beard. You could have been you could be a nice bearded drag queen, Joe. We could put you right at the top. We could have you at the top. You could be one of the top drag queens, Joe. I'm telling you, I see your potential, Joe. I see your potential. Grow your beard back and please be a drag queen and read to the kids, Joe. Please, Joe. We need you, Joe.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one. I like, I'm not into that kind of creepy shit.
Joe, that could be you. That could be you, Joe. Joe, listen. Joe, what? Look, Joe, I'm telling you, man, these drag queens be making money. Don't you see the kids? Guys, show the video. Joe, the kids. The kids are giving him money.
Yeah, those kids are trying to get the hell away from that guy.
No, Joe. Joe, I can catapult you to the top, Joe. I know the people.
This is all being done to normalize all the creepy stuff that Joe Biden does. The more and more this is acceptable, the more and more it's going to be easier for people to explain why Biden is as creepy as he is.
Joe, look at these drag queens. Go back, guys. That Joe, that drag queen had three kids on his lap. Joe, I'll get 10 kids on your lap. You can do whatever you want. It's drag queen story time, Joe. I can put you at the top, Joe. Big money, Joe.
Yeah, I'm good.
Joe, listen, you're passing on a great opportunity here, Joe. Don't pass up this opportunity.
I'd rather put a Harley and drive up and down A1A or go surfing.
You can't hurt Lefto the Clown, Joe. Lefto the Clown only gets bigger and more powerful. Joe, listen. All right, I'll be honest with you, Joe. If you do the right thing and you grow your beard out, we could have you maybe number one drag queen story time bearded drag. Number one, Joe, making the big bucks. Doing the big drag queen story times in New York, in L.A.
You know what would be funny, though, is to actually create a drag character and then sign yourself up to do the story time. But then when you get in there, actually explain how messed up and wrong it is and blow everyone's mind.
I think that's a terrible idea, Joe. Nobody should do that.
I think it's a good idea because you're the bearded guy now, so you should go over there, dress up like a clown. And we'll call you, I don't know, I'll have to think about it tonight. But we'll come up with a nice name for you, and we'll get you like a register. We'll get you a drag queen card. I'm sure there's like some kind of like club they have to be part of and, you know, things like that. And then we'll register, and you can go in there and act like you're going to be some degenerate, but then you can actually drop some truth bombs.
Well, I'm sorry, Satan. I tried to recruit Joe, but he's just not having it. But that's okay. There's still plenty of fish in the sea, Joe. It's okay, Joe. We'll send you to a re-education facility. Can I see a crew cam? Is there any member of the crew that wants to come with Lefto the Clown? Does anybody want to float with Lefto? Let me see the crew. Do any of you want to float with Lefto? Come on. Come float with Lefto. Any of the crew want to float with Lefto? I see a lot of potential. I see a lot of potential back there. Looks like there's some burly men. Burly men make good drags.
A lot of new people.
Nobody wants to join Lefto. Well, more children for me, then. All right, Joe. Well, we tried to recruit you, Joe. You're making a big mistake. Last chance, Joe. I could make you the number one drag queen story hour reader. Number one, Joe, the big bucks.
Negative.
All right, Joe Biggs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go find Joe and we're gonna get him into a re-education facility real quick. We won't be having this bigoted behavior anymore. Okay. All right. Bye, Joe. Bye, Mr. Intolerant, Mr. Biggs. We don't need your kind around here. I'm feeling a little frisky. Can I see a crew cam one more time? I'm feeling a little frisky. First of all, do any of you guys have any kids? I got a drag queen story time coming. You know what? I feel a little frisky. I think I'm going to come bugger you guys. All right. Alex Jones Show is over. Left of the Clown World is now.